On the show today, we have Circle's new president and CEO, Nick Evans, talking about the Circle Collective, the Circle Fund, and what it means to credit unions adopting fintech solutions out there. Really cool stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Nick Evans. And Nick, we were talking before the recording that you were just on last year talking about venture tech. And then now we're talking today about you being named the president and CEO of Circle, C-U-R-Q-L. And I'm going to let you explain what all this is. But before that, congratulations on the appointment. Well done, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Like you said, we were with each other last November talking about venture tech. And at that time, I was with Viridian Credit Union. And, you know, the whole thing around Circle, there's a lot to talk about. Yeah. So thanks for allowing me to come on and talk about it. But the whole thing with Circle is we've been working on this. A group of us have been working on this for, well, some people for 3 years. I've been involved just a little over a year. And the funny thing was we were writing a job description for the CEO of Circle Collective. And I was helping write that. And one of the people involved called me and they said, you know, this fits you to a T. You're already doing this.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I never thought of it that way. You're right. And so a lot of what I'm doing today in Circle Collective is a lot of what I was doing when I was with Viridian Credit Union as president of the CUSO there. And so it involves fintechs, it involves credit unions, it involves venture, a venture fund. And so we just pulled it all together and I made the jump. So here I am.
Fantastic, fantastic. And this just happened, you know, earlier this month, right? It was like early June.
Well, yeah, my first day on the job was June 11th. Okay. So I left my other position on June 10th and started on June 11th. So, you know, a lot of people, when they move jobs or they make the jump, they'll take a week off or 2 weeks off. And I actually flew to Houston the first day and met with our PR marketing agency called M2 and picked up a new computer as my IT guys down there and got everything set up. It took through the weekend, but we did it and off we go. So here we are.
Well, good deal. Good deal. And so I want to ask you the most obvious question here, because this may be new to a lot of people, but I love the concept here, but I'm going to let you explain it about Circle. And then there's two pieces to Circle here from my standpoint. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but there's Circle Collective and then there's the Circle Fund. So I'm going to let you kind of explain the one or the two or the other or how this whole thing works.
Right. So great question. So first and foremost, when the conversation was started 3 years ago, it was we need a ready money in the industry. We need a fund. We need credit unions to throw into this fund and have money available to invest in fintechs because we're not keeping up.
Right.
And so let's form a collaboration between a fund and ready money and start investing in fintechs. That's Circle Fund today.
Okay.
When we're all said and done, this is going to be the fund is going to be over $200 million. It's going to involve about 50 credit unions.
Wow.
Ranging in size from $250 million to maybe the biggest of credit unions.
Okay.
So yet to be determined. We're still fundraising.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's going very well. And so the fund concept was long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's an understatement. Long overdue. The fund is a CUSO. We have to invest in CUSOs. But at the same time, we're looking to change that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Working very closely with some key CEOs who are engaged with the NCUA. And we're talking to them about how this could look going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it involves the CUSO rule, just as a fact. I'm on the NCUSO board. The CUSO is involved. We're trying to change some lending guidelines or some lending rules within the CUSO rule today. It also involves investing. So that's the long and short of that.
Okay.
So now here's how the collective comes into that. So when we were developing the fund and the fund concept and starting to recruit credit unions to invest in the fund, The way we set it up is that we decided to create a company over the top is kind of a bad way to put it, but an additional LLC. The first and foremost is we're the general partner of the fund. The collective is the general partner of the fund. And what does that mean? That means we govern the fund. We govern the investment committee. In other words, we get to place the people on the investment committee that make the investment decisions. They are a product of Circle Collective. The fund manager, and I failed to mention this, but we hired a professional venture capital fund manager to manage the money. Okay. In other words, there's not a group of credit union people sitting somewhere in a room drumming up the fintechs and deciding who we invest in. We hired management of professional fund management to go out and scour the countryside for the best and most transformative financial technology. Mm-hmm. And they bring that to the investment committee.
Okay.
So they're doing the due diligence. We're paying basically them to do our due diligence and to find the best fintechs. They bring that to the fund. So the collective or to the fund manager or to the investment committee, sorry. Mm-hmm. So they are, the collective is putting the people, the key people that we want, making those decisions on the investment committee. Mm-hmm. So we're the general partner of the fund. We have a board that governs the collective made up of the investors. Today, that board consists of Georgia Zone, Idaho Central, Texas Dow Employees Credit Union and their holding company, ViStar, Schools First. So you get the idea. So there's some really very, very knowledgeable people on the collective board. So this is a board that's governing what we do inside the fund. But the ecosystem that the collective is setting up, look at it as a three-legged stool. And this is the way I, this is my elevator pitch. And this is my wife's doing, because my wife says, I cannot explain what you do to our friends. So come up with your elevator pitch and make it easy. Okay. So I said, okay, here's the elevator pitch. The Circle Collective, think of it as a three-legged stool. One leg is the Circle Fund. One leg is FinTech. And one leg is our credit unions. The Circle Collective is the base of the stool where all three legs intersect.
Ah, okay.
And so the Circle Collective's role as the base of the stool is to manage the fund, also to create value for our credit union investors and create value for our fintechs. And what does that mean? So if we have 50 investors in the fund, those are our credit unions, how do we create value for them? Well, we're exposing them to transformative technology that they can utilize and make their credit union bigger, faster, better, digitally engaged, however you want to look at it. How are we adding value for the fintechs? We're exposing them to 50 large credit unions.
Exactly.
That's as simple as that.
Beautiful thing.
And so we think that's a win-win-win scenario. Mm-hmm. We're helping the fund managers talk credit union. In other words, they don't know credit unions inside and out like we do in the collective. So we're helping them understand how a fintech fits into the credit union ecosystem. Mm-hmm. How does it engage? How does it integrate? How does it affect the member? How does it affect the credit union operation? So we're helping the fund manager understand that when they're evaluating the best fintechs, and then we can make these investment decisions together. So that's a little longer than an elevator speech. That's a little longer than what my wife would want. But I always use the three-legged stool scenario as what we're doing in Circle Collective and how it all fits together with our portfolio companies, with the fund manager, and with our credit unions. And then we're also looking at, if you're not an investor credit union, how do we create value for all credit unions, mm-hmm. not just investor credit unions? What if a fintech's too early but wants to enter our ecosystem? How do we do that within our ecosystem?
Yep.
Right. So there's a lot of moving parts here, and there's a lot of parts that still have to have a little more focus, a little more work put on it, because we're just getting started. Like I said, we're 2 weeks into it. But my role as the CEO will build a staff, look down the road. Our accelerators and incubators part of the equation for these fintechs that need some help getting that first two or three customers. How do we integrate with other players in the industry, like a CU 2.0 mm-hmm. or Nikuso, fintech showcase events like Venture Tech. So there's still a lot of moving parts, and we have to talk about how we have all of those things fit into our stool, so to speak.
Yeah, and working seamlessly together for sure. And my whole thing was like how, because there's two parts of it. Obviously, credit unions coming in to participate / invest, and then fintechs wanting to come in and get noticed by the credit unions. How does that process work? I mean, do credit unions just kind of call you up and go, hey, we would like to participate, we would like to invest in the fund, and then do fintechs go, do they kind of find you, or do you find them, or is it a two-way street there?
Well, it's a two-way street, and I'll get to that second. First of all, the investors, so we've been fundraising. The fund manager will say we've been fundraising since last August, but technically we've really only been fundraising since Q4 of 2020. The fund has to close at some point. You have to have an end date so that we stop fundraising and we get busy with all these fintech relationships. Okay. So the fund is going to close relatively soon. In fact, there's good news on that front about increasing the size of the fund because of there's excess interest in there in investing. And so we have to set a cap on the fund and we have to set an end date on the fund. Those are things we're working on now. We're probably not going to engage in any new conversations with potential investors. Mm-hmm. So if you're not already in the queue, you need to get there really fast somehow. So reach out to me at nick@circle.com and we'll get you in the queue. But at the same time, there's a lot of credit unions still in the queue. Credit unions take a long time to make decisions. And so we're working through that and their board approvals and things like that. So like I said, when all is said and done, we're going to have 50, maybe 55 investors. And so that's one thing. And so, but there's going to be a place, Mike, for non-fund investors as well.
Oh, good.
And playing in the ecosystem.
Oh, good.
We will create a place for those folks to see what we're up to, in a find a place for them to talk to the fintechs and how that all looks too.
No
so
yeah.
That won't be a problem.
Well, I think the fintechs like that too.
Yeah, and there's no secret, Mike, that if this goes well, in 2 years we could be doing another fund as well.
Oh, right on. Okay.
So
good deal.
So that's not out of the question either. In fact, that's probably more reality than it is fiction at this point because of the interest we're seeing even with this first fund.
No doubt.
Fintechs can come in. I the way I describe it to people, everybody that we're talking to is think of it as a house.
Mm-hmm.
And how many doors do you have to your house? You have the front door, you have the back door, you have the sliding door, you have the garage door. You might have a basement door. And so the fintech's going to come into our ecosystem, into our house through any of those doors. So the fund is out there. The fund managers, Next Level Ventures from Des Moines, Iowa, is our fund manager. They're out there looking, they're hiring people to go find the best and most transformative fintechs. So they might be bringing people through. That's one door. People contacting Circle or the Circle Collective or coming to us through one of our showcase events. That's another door they could come through. They could come through one of our credit union investors. We have investors that like Michigan State Federal Credit Union. Mm-hmm. They looked at 130 fintechs last year, Mike. 130 by themselves.
Oh.
By themselves. And so we were already getting referrals from credit unions like Michigan State that are looking at fintechs and have an incubator. It could be through DCU's Innovation Lab. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of ways that a fintech can enter into the house, so to speak. And so there's a lot of doors and they're all open. They're all wide open. And we're saying, come on in. We will talk to you. And then we'll determine if we feel that there's a place for you in our ecosystem and then figure out how and where and why that can
work. And that's a big comfort to credit unions knowing that these fintechs already went through some sort of vetting system or process.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's gives them kind of one step ahead, I guess. Like, okay, they've done that part of it. Now we can start our due diligence type of thing.
I can honestly say I'm involved with the fund manager a lot. I just got off a call with fintech pitching basically. You know, their pitch deck. They all have pitch decks, and so we were just talking to a fintech. And I can honestly say I believe the fund manager right now looks at two or three fintechs a day. The CRM that's being established that we're all sharing between the fund and the collective and, you know, ultimately our investors has got to be 300 strong. It has to be.
Wow.
And it's only going to grow exactly as the word gets out there.
Yep.
So It's going to be incredible. It's just a matter of determining which ones are the most transformative and the best for us right now. And that's going to take a village to determine that and how we do that. And I do have to point out that every one of the people that are invested, every credit union that's invested, has a place at the table in some fashion. So we have advisory groups. So let's say a really cool fintech comes along that's some sort of a lending fintech, mm-hmm. which is really hot. Everybody has liquidity. Everybody's looking at how they can deploy that liquidity. So lending fintechs and lending solutions are really big right now, really hot. And so let's say we have an auto refinance fintech that comes and starts, it comes into the top of the funnel. And now the fund manager is saying, all right, this is really cool. I'm saying, hey, this has legs, and starts coming down through the funnel. Well, we call all of our fintech investors, every one of them, and we say, here's the deal. We have this platform, but we want lending experts from your credit union to look at this and help us vet this and help us determine how it fits, how it integrates. Will it integrate with your core or your LOS? Mm-hmm. How does that integration look? Can you help with that integration? And so we stop everything. We get that meeting set up. There could be 15 credit unions on that call. There could be 30 credit unions on that call, but they're all lending experts and they're helping us determine how this fits. And so it gets through that. It keeps going. The fund manager writes up an investment document, could be 40 pages long with everything and all the due diligence, everyone they've talked to help vet the company. And then it goes to investment committee. So that's the process we're looking at. But the point is every credit union has a chance mm-hmm. to participate in helping us make these decisions. The other thing is we're having our first ever strategic advisory council, or strategic council, we're calling it. Every credit union, every investor credit union is invited to our strategic council. It's August 5th in Chicago. And we're having a session where we're saying, here's what we need from you, investor credit unions. Mm-hmm. We need to know what's coming at you. What should we be looking for? An example. Are we looking at every cryptocurrency fintech in the world right now? Or is that 2 years down the road? Or should we wait for the federal government to determine where crypto fits into the banking space? And so we're saying that, and this is going to be C-level. These are C-level folks from our investor credit unions. And so that's another way that our investor credit unions are participating in this conversation. What's coming at us? What should we be looking at today? Mm-hmm. What should we be looking at 3 years from now? Or what's coming at us 5 years from now? Yeah. What are we not knowing? What don't we know yet mm-hmm. that you can help us understand? And so they're helping shape, molding where we're headed and molding our future, both as the fund managers and then as the collective as well. And we're going to say to them, we have two different payment solutions here that we're looking at. Half of you are invested in this payment solution. Half of you are invested in this payment solution. What do we do?
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Do we invest in both? Do we invest in neither? Mm-hmm. You know, those are the kinds of things that we're going to be asking our investor credit unions to help us with. And so, but the point is every investor has a seat at the table, how they want to be included. And so, so that's important to note too, because we don't want to say, hey, here's what we're going to take your money, and then we're not going to talk to you for the rest of the year, or maybe once a year. We're going to talk to you, and this transaction and this conversation is ongoing yep. throughout the year.
Well, you have to in this type of environment that we're in for yes. sure. And having said that. Right. Kind of a wrap-up question here because we're running out of time here, but what do you want to achieve here? Is it to really kind of bring top value fintechs to the surface for credit unions so the yes. credit unions can keep moving forward? Is that the ultimate goal?
Perfectly said. We're looking for transformative technology that will help our credit unions remain relevant and win in this digital arms race that we're engaged in with the big yeah. banks and with the fintechs that are going directly to our members that are trying to disintermediate us. We're going to collaborate with fintechs, and we're not going to sit by idly and watch this disintermediation happen. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to add is that this conversation started with Members Development Company, MDC. And I just have to add, we owe them a huge debt of gratitude. They've been working on this for 3 years. So the MDC CEO, Jeff Klein, this was his baby. He introduced it to MDC owners and their board 3 years ago. They've been having this conversation, developing it. And so we owe them a big thanks. They got it off the ground. They really did.
Right on.
Most of our investors today are MDC credit unions, but we have a lot of MDC credit unions entering the mix as well. But we owe them a debt of gratitude, and we want to say thank you. But the important note about that is the torch is being passed. That's ironic because it's an Olympic year, right? And the torch, can you hear Chariots of Fire playing in the background, right? The torch is being passed to the industry. And kudos to them. They're saying, we're not just going to keep this inside of MDC. We're passing the torch. This is an industry-wide collaborative effort. So everybody's welcome. All credit unions are welcome into the initiative. But thanks to MDC and their owners.
Yeah, I think this is an idea that's well past. I mean, this is something that's like, it was one of these situations where why didn't I think of that, you know, or why didn't we do this like 10 years ago? It's just something like, but we're doing it now. So that's important. So
it's no different than venture tech. We invented venture tech for, you know, we're on year four to say we need to match up capital with credit unions seeking or fintech seeking capital. We need to match that up. That hasn't really worked in the true venture tech environment, but that conversation has permeated other conversations, and MDC was having the conversation at the same time.
So yeah.
I just want to add that venture tech is coming with me. That is now a Circle initiative.
And so
venture tech will happen in November in collaboration with Nikuso, but you'll hear more about that. And maybe
we'll have you back on for that.
Yeah, we'll have another conversation about that.
Definitely. So. And I lied. There's one more question. Where can folks go to find out more information on Circle?
Yeah, circle.com. And like you said, when you led off the conversation, Circle is spelled CURQL, Circle.
All right. And circle.com. All right, cool. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and give you guys a call if they want to participate. But I think, again, this is prime time for something like this. I think I think the timing is perfect. So good stuff here. All right. We're going to be watching closely, Nick. And look forward to having you back on to talk more venture tech a little later this year. And in the meantime, keep up the good work and congratulations again. This is good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for the chance to talk about it, Mike. Appreciate it. Good seeing you again.
Good seeing you as well. Thanks again.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.